And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. And joining me in the studio this evening is Megan Arnes, Associate Professor of Percussion here at the University of Missouri School of Music. Megan, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm really good. Haven't talked to you since about the beginning of the semester.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Looks like you guys have a percussion ensemble concert coming up this week, Saturday.
We do, yes. So this is sort of our end of the semester concert. We are going to be playing several percussion ensemble pieces that consist of performers from the School of Music, mostly percussion majors. But this semester, actually, we're trying something different. We're adding two acts. One is a pre-show concert. We're going to have the Tiger Pan Steel Band in the lobby.
Yay.
So as you walk into the concert in the Missouri Theater, you'll get to stop for a few minutes and enjoy the steel band. So please come
early. Have your mood lifted by the Tiger Pans.
Yes. So we're looking forward to that. But then also we're having a local high school join us, the Rockbridge High School Percussion Ensemble.
Okay.
So one of our graduating seniors has been teaching percussion over there. And so we're going to have their ensemble come over and play a couple of pieces on our concert.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of pieces can we look forward to seeing at the show from the Missouri Percussion Ensemble?
Or
the varied Missouri Percussion Ensemble?
Yes. So, well, in our portion of the program, the University Percussion Ensemble, we're going to be playing a few pieces that feature some graduating students. So the first one is a piece by Alejandro Vignau. He's an Argentinian composer living in the UK. And the piece is called Estudios de Frontera. And it's really a beautiful piece. There's a lot of really interesting time aspects happening in this piece. You'll feel yourself in one time signature and then in another very quickly or sometimes simultaneously. And yet it sort of grooves. It's a really cool piece. It has marimbas, vibraphones, a few non-pitch percussion instruments, but it'll feature Hannah Hutchins on marimba. And we'll also do a piece by Michael Lorello that will feature graduating senior Noah Petty. And this piece is very powerful, very drummy. So there's a lot of congas and toms and various non-pitch percussion instruments. Also, piano is in this.
Yeah,
we have amplified piano and some glockenspiels, some other metallic instruments. So really cool jamming piece. We're also featuring Brianna Trainer, a graduating master's student, on Emmanuel Séjourné's vibraphone concerto. So this piece has been sort of arranged for with a percussion ensemble version. So Brie will be backed up on her vibraphone solo by several other keyboard percussion instruments. And then one of our another graduating master's student has been coaching a piece by Alejandro Cardona. And this piece also features some pitched and non-pitched percussion instruments. Really interesting piece. And I would say maybe sort of the headline piece is a classic. It's Ionization by Edgar Varèse. This piece is a staple in our percussion repertoire. It was composed between 1929 and 1931. So it's actually one of our first pieces for percussion ensemble.
Wow.
And it features 13 percussionists playing instruments that weren't really all used as musical instruments before. Things like sirens and lion's roars, which are bass drums with a string that you pull through it, and the friction on the head creates a roaring sound like the lion, as well as standard instruments such as bass drums and snare drums, claves, woodblocks, maracas, all kinds of things like this. So this piece is kind of like I said, a staple in our repertoire, and it's important that the students have a chance to perform it. And it hasn't been performed here in a while, so we're looking forward to that. We'll also be performing that the night before on the Phi Mu Alpha American Music Concert as well.
Oh, cool.
So
that's on Friday night?
That's on Friday night.
Very cool. So it seems like a good way to send off your graduating seniors and your graduating master's students. Are you getting any of the seniors back, coming back as master's students? Do you know yet?
Or? No, we are not. Our master's, our seniors are, several of them are student teaching next semester, and then we'll go on to to audition at other graduate schools, I encourage them to experience different teachers.
And, right.
Yeah.
That's kind of the best way to do it. Get them out, go and be in the world.
Exactly. They can always come back and visit.
Yeah, there you go. So this show is coming up this Saturday. That's Star Wars Day. Are you doing anything special for Star Wars Day? May the 4th.
I haven't planned anything yet, but I'm sure that is on several of the percussionist minds. So you might get a surprise. Who knows?
All right. Well, thanks, Megan, for coming out and telling us all about the show. Again, this is coming up this Saturday, May the 4th at 7 o'clock. This is at the Missouri Theater. The stage is just big enough to hold all of the metal and lumber that will be dragged from Loeb Hall all the way down to the Missouri Theater.
So true.
But come out. These are great shows, and they really do fill the stage with instruments. So, and they fill the theater with incredible sound. So
thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming out, and we look forward to seeing you at the show.
Of course. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.